What up, my peeps, my beauty lovers? I am sorry that I missed you last week. Maybe you noticed that there weren't podcasts last week, and maybe you didn't. But for this time, I did want to talk about why there was a lag, and I think that it could help people because it certainly helped me to know these things. So there are real effects from trauma. I didn't know that I had trauma from my childhood. I just survived and plugged along and kept going and kept going and kept going. And then usually, if you get the right professional help, they kind of shine some light on it. And then when there's a place of actual non-chaos, then all kind of stuff from the past comes up. And that's what kind of happened, and I was frozen. I couldn't move. I'm a person that still likes to get things done no matter how, no matter what, get it done. That's usually most of us in the beauty professionals. But this time, I just couldn't. You know, when you hit a wall, this wasn't burnout. I'm not burned out. This was just, I'm frozen and can't do anything. So I want to talk a little bit about that because before I, you know, in my, all my life and in my 20s and my 30s, I just thought there's something wrong with me. I have to push forward. No one else feels like this. I'm frozen, you know, all this. So I got some insight on it and stuff a couple years ago. And I just wanted to be real and share it with you all in hopes that it would help you. Or if you're a person that hasn't suffered early trauma in your childhood, or, you know, these kind of things, then it'll help you maybe to understand other people in your life or those kind of things. So we're going to get into it today.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Nausea, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
Okay, so it was maybe starting about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago where I started to go to this spiritual center, and the teacher was someone that had been in the psychiatry, and he was a psychologist for 30 years prior. Now he doesn't do that anymore. And he himself suffered a lot of trauma. He was born in a Nazi prison camp. He had all kind of, you know, he shared all kind of stuff that happened, not in details, but you know, that he was beaten every day, attempted murders on his life before he was one. Mother raped him, like, you know, just on and on and on. So he called that early developmental trauma. He said it's really affects you lifelong is if during your developmental years, you have this type of trauma going on, and it can just be one event as well. So what he did was really help me just by me listening to him speak about himself and talking about the effects of PTSD, and then there's CPTSD, which is complex post-traumatic stress disorder. But talking about, like, you know, when you have that and you're traumatized that level, you just don't have the right tools for life. It's not that there's anything wrong with you. I always thought there was something majorly wrong with you, but no, it's just you don't have the right tools for life. He says, it's as if you're showing up to a race with a hammer. It's like that discombobulated, right? But I've pushed through the survive and make it to where I'm at. Most of you listening here have done that as well. So what phase I'm in now, and I want to help you, whether this is just planting a seed or whether it really takes root and helps you. But this has helped me. Now, I heard this 5 years ago, right? But now is when... And I used some of that then, but now it's really helping. So I remember jotting this down, and there's 8 or 10 things. And I thought, you know what? Let me share this with my peeps, because that's the only way I know, by him sharing it. And then, you know, someone probably shared with him. So He said this is like trauma, really trying to understand trauma, and we're more open to stuff about it now. Before I was like, you can't talk about that. You don't. I didn't even know I was traumatized. I just thought there was something majorly wrong with me. That's the most important thing I want you to take away from this. If you have these effects of frozen and paralysis and scattered and ADHD, all this stuff, right? There's nothing inherently wrong with you. Don't let society get you all wrapped up in your mind. So here are some things about trauma that he told me that really, really helped me. And some of them stood out more and, less, but I hope that this helps you. So I'm gonna do them slow for you, okay? So these are reminders when dealing with trauma feelings. This has also helped me when I see other people out and about, acting a fool or raging out or whatever it is. It's like not saying, okay, that's acceptable behavior, it's okay because you have trauma. No, it's having compassion, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it, but just understanding maybe where that person's coming from. But that doesn't mean that it can go on or you let someone bum rush you, but just more of this understanding of things, okay? So reminders when dealing with trauma and trauma feelings. Number one, it's super vulnerable. Super duper 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 vulnerable. Super vulnerable. And that's not a feeling that we're accustomed to. That's not a feeling that society really says, hey, you should feel all that, so it's super vulnerable. Number two, you start to become aware of the lifelong paralysis. You start to see, oh yeah, I remember that. Like in sixth grade, I'd always get sick if I'd have to do an oral book report. Or oh, I remember, like it's the paralysis. It's not just like, oh, I'm a little nervous. There's nervousness, there's shyness, and then there's paralysis. So I have that. And if I'm able to, get on a podcast and share myself, and it doesn't have to be this deep stuff, it could just be the marketing about nails. If I'm able to, speak on a TV show or speak in front of rooms and all that stuff with this, it just shows that it is possible if that's what you want, because I have been very scared to speak most of my life. So number three, there's nothing wrong with me. This is all early trauma. I hear people badmouth themselves a lot. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. So if you're feeling so crazy and someone didn't call me and now I've been in bed for 3 days, all of this, it's like nothing's wrong with you. This is the effects of early trauma. It's all early trauma. Nothing's wrong with you present day. Now, your behavior might not be that great, but if you're not getting help and don't have the right support, what can you do? So just know there's nothing inherently wrong with you. It's all trauma. And that doesn't mean that you take it out and foist all that on other people, right? But there's nothing wrong with you. It's all early trauma. Number four, other people cause trauma, not me. I was a child. But this is what we do. We make it like, something's wrong with me, or why are they acting crazy? It must be me. That's where those feelings start to come. And then the feelings of people pleasing come because you just want to make people happy, because you think there's something wrong with you. And it's a whole cycle. And if we don't help each other dig out of this, then we just pass that on to our children, and then those children pass it on. So let it stop with us, right? Let's heal and then help others. So other people cause this trauma, not me. I was a child. And there might be some spaces where you could safely let out some anger and rage. Number five, it is very painful and disorienting to gain the trauma awareness, but it's the first true sign of healing. So that's how I felt the past couple years, starting 3 years ago or so, that it was so disorienting to start to really feel more whatever. What's like something is just going on in my body. It's not even a mind thing, like this nervous system flare up. Like it is painful and it is disorienting to gain the trauma awareness of what's there in your body. There's a book called The Body Keeps Score. So your mind can snuff it out, but your body has the memory. Number six, feeling overwhelmed and vulnerable will feel always like I'm about to lose my mind or die. But that is just a feeling. Neither will happen. Feeling overwhelmed and vulnerable will always make me feel like I'm going to lose my mind or die. So I'm hoping in sharing this that you're like, oh, okay, that I'm just not the weirdo like you too. And believe me, I talk to lots of people, lots of people. I'm a like mover and groover with the network. I just talk to people. And I'm letting you know now, almost everyone feels the same, really. Like I talk to more people and people always, you know, bare their souls and say everything. Or I could just hear what's going on. It's like, there's not really that much difference. So like, that's what's helped me to know like, oh, I'm not crazy. Like, it's like, oh, everyone has these same feelings if you really are in the position to hear it or talk about it. So know that. Okay, number seven, people who do not have, this is very important. This is something I really learned, right? So people who have not had severe early trauma will not and cannot understand. There's no point in seeking help from them. Only other people who have known childhood trauma can understand and can be willing to help. So that would be someone like me. I understand and I'm willing to help. Other people who don't have any reference for this, it doesn't mean they don't have to have like a super rosy childhood. It just means they don't have this level of severe trauma during the developmental years. There's lots of trauma that might not have physical violence, like neglect and emotional abuse, those kind of things. But it's really important that if you have a friend, or this usually happens with like, you know, boyfriends or girlfriends and stuff like that, where we're like, well, you just don't understand, and they won't and they can't. And you're always running to that person to get it because you want them to. But no, you'll have to call me or find professional help or another friend. Like, it's really great to have other friends that have the same, that similar level of trauma. But here's the kicker. They have to be working on acknowledging it or healing it. Because, you know, in my 20s and stuff, yeah, I had lots of friends. All of them had the same level of trauma of me or more. But no one knew it, including me. And we're just running around creating more chaos and doing all kind of stuff. So it's important just to know that everyone won't understand and they can't. And it's best not to speak to them about it. That's what's helped me to not feel so crazy. Because those people be like, oh, I don't get it. Or, well, you know, my friend said, I don't even believe in depression. That's not true. Like, you just pick it, you know, pick up yourself. And it's like, okay, but I wish that that would work, you know? Okay. Number eight, trauma effects can be healed. The effects of trauma can be healed. And I'm a living testimony of this. I'm in the process of healing. There's been lots of healing chunks and, you know, there's still more to go. So I had that frozen period last week. So trauma effects can be healed, but only when there is real loving support from friends or family and real competent professional help. And thirdly, at your own pace and in your own time, you will know when you're ready. So that's what's helped me to get to this point of having, I used to just run around and do everything alone. You know, I had all kind of success and no one really to call. I didn't call anyone. Like, I did Lady Gaga's nails. I got a Guinness World Record. I did this just in a corny one. I just did all that. So it kind of took out the thunder that I didn't have anyone to really share all that stuff with. So in that way, it's very helpful to have really supportive friends and family around. Because a lot of times people with trauma don't really have that because we have issues with closeness. So having that support system will help it happen. And this is, it's a real process. It takes time. All right, number nine, the majority of people with early life trauma don't survive. You know, and really take on that you're a survivor. I am a survivor. I survived what most people can't. I was able to bear the unbearable. That's basically what you did. You bared the unbearable. Only those strong enough can survive. Now, this is something that this gentleman told me for maybe a decade. Every time I would bring anything to him, I wanted to know about spiritual stuff. And anytime I would bring stuff to him, he would always point out, he said, yes, but do you know that you're a survivor? I'm like, I guess, I don't know. Like, I just have to pay my bills. I'm just doing things. I'm just doing it. And he said, yeah, but you have to really, really, really understand what you survived and that you survived, and that out of 10,000 people, you're the only one that survived. That's how it works with this type of stuff. Like, either the people will be dead completely, in jail, or drug addicts. Like, that's what the effects of trauma do. So whenever I see, what it looks like mentally ill and people on the streets screaming or crying and with their carts, like the homeless people, it's, we call them homeless, but it's most cases like this mentally ill person that does not have a proper help, and we don't have a system in place really to give them the help. So I always have gratitude for that, because it seems like, from therapists, they said based on my childhood, that is where it usually ends, on the corner with a cart screaming, running eyeliner. So I survived. So that's what if you're listening to this, that means you're trying to better yourself, or you're trying to learn, or you're on your way to work, you're doing something, like you survived something. So I really want to applaud you and know that you have to really take that into account. You could still be acting crazy now and doing all kind of stuff, but you're like, oh yeah, but this and this. That is also an effect of trauma, that you can't really see how far you've come or what you're actually doing present day, because your mind and your nervous system is way in the past. And you also, a lot of times don't have compassion for yourself. So it goes in these, like, you run, 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 get burnout, and then you cancel everything and then go to the spa and overspend and all that. There's not this, well, let me just infuse compassion and self-care. So the last thing on here I wanted to share, and I hope this was helpful, because if it just helps one person, because this gentleman telling me this list helps so much, especially for the, other people won't understand that don't have this level of trauma, don't try. So trying to tell a new guy you're talking to or anything like this, and you're like, what? And then you feel even more crazy. So that's really, that was one of the most helpful things. And then number 10 is about my favorite thing, which is being super, super kind to yourself and gentle. I call it SSK, super self kindness. Because with trauma, you weren't treated well. Body usually wasn't treated well. So then you don't have any reference, like, oh, am I supposed to be treating this thing well, my body and me? No, you don't know. So really taking it easy and being super kind and gentle to yourself. Now, last week when I missed doing the podcast, I don't necessarily say that was being super kind and gentle, like, oh, I just can't do it, I won't record it. No, I was really frozen with fear in bed and couldn't do anything, like nothing. Now, this podcast is creative solutions for creative people. My creative solution for this is to always be ahead of the game with podcasts. So if something like this does happen, or just natural life, or even something great, like I get an opportunity to do something or travel for work or something, and then I don't have the time or the space to do the podcasts, then they're already recorded. So I try to work a month in advance so that no matter what, like, there's still podcasts coming. There's always two on hold, so like if something like this does happen. But what happened was all of the things that I had ran out, and I didn't get out of my frozen bubble. So I will continue with that system I have, and I'm thinking maybe have, I have to think about that, but to so that this doesn't occur. And if you have any ideas, please email me, nausea.zone@gmail.com. I'm open to it. I'm also on Instagram at the_nausea, _nausea, NAJA. And hey, if you just want to give me a little encouragement or love or support for this, I would love to hear from you. And I would really use it and need it. And that's so that you can see, like, everyone needs help and encouragement and support, or relatability, someone saying, oh yeah, I go through that too, or I didn't know that you went through that and that helped me, or anything. Please reach out to me, because I'm in the process of coming out of this, and then it'll help. And I just wanted to be open and honest, let y'all know, and in hopes that this helps anyone, even if you don't have, and you have children that are going through something, anything, and kind of passing this on. And if you're interested, maybe I can put this together in a an email so that people have like the 1 through 10s, but let me know if that's something that you need. So until next time, I love y'all and thank you so much.